Hare Krishna, dear devotees, and good morning.
Hare Krishna, 亲爱的, 奉圣者们, 大家早上好。
Today, of course, is a very auspicious day.
今天又是一个吉祥的日子。
We're going to glorify one of our, well, most loved, Acharyas and one of Prabhupada's favorites, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Hare Krishna.
今天的早课我们会一起来荣耀最杰出的, 也是我们深爱着的, 也是圣 Prabhupada最钟爱的一位 Acharya, 先辈灵性导师。
So we'll discuss some of the aspects of his life.
我们会讲述, 他的生活的一些方面。
What's interesting about Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, of course, is that he was in the position of a district magistrate, and at the same time, he was considered the seventh Goswami.
有意思的是, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur的身份, 是在当地，他是一个当地地方法庭的法官，但与此同时，他又被称为是第七位Goswami。
So we'll discuss that. First, we'll offer our humble obeisances. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamaniti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Ashtatya Desha Tarane Panchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhi Eva Cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Shri Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna
Krishna
Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare
Ashamalila, when I chant, you should not because you're behind me, so it throws me off.
Okay.
So if you're going to do that, just do it silently, please. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he appeared in this world in 1838.
Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur 出生的时间是1838年.
And he was a pioneer. In the spreading of Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada often refers to him as the pioneer of our modern day Krishna consciousness movement. At the same time, he was a householder and he had many children.
与此同时，他又是一个居士，一位家居生活者，他有很多孩子。He
was a magistrate, and he was working in colonial India under the British rule.
他是，当时他的身份是法官，也是在英国殖民统治下的一个政府法官。He
was a prolific preacher. Writer and poet.
他是一个非常多产的作家、诗人，又是一个有力量的传教者。He
wrote volumes of books which introduced the teachings of Lord Chaitanya at a time when his teachings had practically been lost.
当主持人的教导几乎被遗失的时候, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur 撰写了大量的著作来重新恢复主持人的教导。He
also composed hundreds, literally hundreds of devotional songs that glorified Krishna, and they were aimed at uplifting the consciousness of the suffering people of this world.
他也写了成百上千首诗, 或者说诗集荣耀 Krishna， 并与此同时提升受制约的灵魂的知觉。
He also did a lot of correspondence with other philosophers and theologians, leaders of society, and scholars and professors.
他也和很多哲学家，还有社会各界的领导，以及神学家、学者、专家们进行了大量的书信来往。
So one of the books he wrote was The Life and Precepts of Lord Chaitanya.
他写的一本书，其中一本书名叫《主 Chaitanya 的生平和教导》。
And he sent a copy of that book to McGill University in 1896, which was the year that our Srila Prabhupada appeared.
他把主 Chaitanya 他写的主 Chaitanya 的生平和教导这本书寄给了一个著名的大学一本，那是在1896年，而这年正好是我们的 Srila Prabhupada 的诞辰的日子。
So our Srila Prabhupada, he considered that very significant.
Srila Prabhupada 觉得这是一件意义重大的事件。
He considered that by Bhaktivinoda Thakur's writing of that book and disseminating it to universities around the world, he was planting seeds for a worldwide movement of Krishna consciousness.
因为 Srila Prabhupada 解释说Bhaktivinoda Thakur 写了主 Chaitanya 的生平和教导，并把它广泛的派发到全世界各地的各大高校，这为全球 Krishna 知觉运动的发展播下了种子。
It was Bhaktivinoda Thakur who discovered and excavated the birthplace of Lord Chaitanya.
也是 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 发现并且挖掘了主 Chaitanya 的出生地。
And Bhaktivinoda Thakur, along with his devoted wife, Bhagavati Devi, he raised 10 children, including Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur.
Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur 和他充满奉爱的妻子 Bhagavati 一起抚 Bhagavati Devi 一起抚养了十个孩子，其中一位就是 Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur。
But above all, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he taught devotion to Krishna by his personal example.
最重要的是 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 以身作则的在教导人们如何培养对 Krishna 的奉爱。
His life story, it demonstrates a tremendous amount of courage and character and perseverance.
他的生平事迹充分地展示了他的勇气、他的坚持以及他的各种好品质。
All of that in the face of many difficulties, and as we study his life, you know, it can give us hope.
而这一切都是在他经历种种艰难困苦的时候展示出来的，所以了解他的生平会让我们充满希望。
Because some of us might find it difficult to find the time to serve Krishna and to chant his holy names and, you know, associate with his devotees because our lives are just so busy and we're being pulled in so many different directions.
因为我们有时候也会有人觉得没有时间，找不出时间服务 Krishna， 没有时间唱诵圣名和奉献者联谊，繁忙的生活让我们焦头烂额。
As we know, as he looked out his window across the Jalangi, he saw the birthplace of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur 站在窗前，他望向窗外 Jalangi 河的那一边，他发现了主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的出生地。
He also had a vision that people from all nations would come together in Mayapur and chant the holy names of Krishna together in Sankirtan.
他也曾经有和这样的一个事欲，他预见到未来会有一天来自不同国家的人们将会齐聚玛雅普尔一起齐颂 Krishna 的圣名。
So we're going to do a little bit of a chronology of his life.
我们接下来大概按照时间顺序来梳理一下熟悉一下 Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur 的生平。
So we know about 500 years ago that Mahaprabhu appeared.
我们知道 Mahaprabhu 是在500多年前显现的。
And of course, his main mission was to inaugurate the Sankirtan movement.
他的主要使命是启动 Sankirtan 齐颂圣名运动。
And spread that movement widely through the congregational chanting of Hare Krishna, through profuse distribution of prasadam, and also of the philosophy of Krishna consciousness.
通过集体唱诵 Hare Krishna 主的圣名，大量的派发 prasadam 以及分享哲学，来推动 Sankirtan 集颂圣名运动。
But then only a couple of centuries later, the influence of the Hare Krishna movement had very much waned.
但是在几个世纪之后 ，Hare Krishna 运动的影响力却渐渐衰落。
By then, there were many groups of pseudo devotees that had sprung up.
那时候就涌现出一群假奉献者。
There were Sahajiyas and other similar types of groups. They're all deviants.
有一些Sahajiya, 还有其他偏离正途的群体。
On one hand, they were professing love of God, but they were acting in their personal lives in very immoral ways.
一方面他们大肆地展示他们对神的爱，但另一方面他们的私生活又根本不符合道德原则。
And when people saw that, this brought a lot of disrepute upon the pure movement begun by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
当人们目睹这一切的乱象的时候，他们对于 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 发起的运动的名声有了质疑。
And then enters Bhaktivinoda Thakur 1838.
Hare Krishna. 1838年 Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur 出生了。
And he was born in quite opulent circumstances by the standards of those days.
按照当时的标准来看，他出生的环境还是很富裕的。
He was born in a place called Biranagara.
他出生的地方叫做 Biranagara,
which is in Nadia in West Bengal.
是在西孟加拉 Nadia 这个地方。
And interestingly enough, his father, who was named Krishnananda Dutt, he was a great devotee of Lord Nityananda.
有意思的是 Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur 的父亲的名字叫做 Krishnananda Dutt, 他是主尼天南达的追随者。
But much of the rest of his family was not so much devoted to the worship of Vishnu or Krishna.
而他家里其他人并没有对主 Vishnu 或主 Krishna 有太多的奉爱。
So much of his childhood it was spent at the mansion of his maternal grandfather in Biranagar.
所以 Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur 童年的大部分时间就是在他的maternal, 他的老爷家也就是度过的，是在 Biranagar 这个地方度过的。
So the environment in which he was living at this time was quite opulent.
当时 他所居住的这个地方还是很富裕的。
He attended an English school in Krishnanagar that was started by the king of Nadia.
他上的学校是 Nadia 的国王开的一所英文学校，是在 Krishnanagar 这地方。
And at this time, different things start to happen. He experienced that his elder brother died of cholera.
Cholera.
It's a disease.
然后，他的一个哥哥因为一场疾病死去了。
So then, when he was 11 years old, his father passed away.
他11岁的时候，他父亲又离世了。
And somehow or another, their land and their opulence had been taken away, and then the family fell into poverty.
他们家的土地还有其他一些资产也被带走了。就这样，家里陷入了贫困。
When he was just 12, his mother arranged his future marriage to a 5-year-old daughter of another person.
他十二岁的时候，他母亲就给他安排了婚事。他的妻子是一个是某个人的一个女儿。那个女孩子才五岁。
An important point to note here is that.These things were done by astrology, and they were done by, you know, arrangement. And of course, although the marriage was arranged, it was to happen in the future. So both the would-be husband and wife would continue to stay in the family's home and so on and so forth. And...At the right time, they would come together. So it was just, it was kind of a formalization and a preparation for the future.
这个婚姻当然也是基于星盘以及家里人的安排。当时这是一个正式的订婚。因为两个人年纪都还小，所以都还是。住在自己家里，自己父母家里，之后会正式的结婚。
Kation, particularly Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Oh, there seems to be some time difference. Time lag. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. So his uncle schooled him in English. You got that?
Yes, 他的舅舅就把他送到了一个英语学校。
And this uncle, he was also a central figure in literary circles of the time.
他的舅舅当时也是文化圈里面的一个核心人物。
And so this.Young Bhaktivinoda, of course, his name was Kedaranath at that time in his life, Kedaranath Dutta. So he would assist his uncle in selecting appropriate articles to publish in this newspaper.
当时，是的 ，Bhaktivinoda Thakur 年纪还小，他当时的名字是 Kedaranath Dutta。他就协助他的舅舅去筛选一些文章发表到。新闻报纸上。
And so while he was researching these articles, he took the opportunity to study books, and he regularly would frequent the public library.
他在帮他舅舅去筛选、调查、筛选、整理这些文章的过程当中，他就有机会研读各种书籍。他也常常会拜访公共图书馆。
So he was an avid reader, and he really retained a lot of what he read.
他是很爱读书的人，读过的东西也记住了不少。
And then he went to to a particular high school there in Calcutta.
后来又上了加尔各答的一所高中。
At the age of 18, he enters college in Calcutta.
18岁上了加尔各答的一所大学。
And then he starts writing quite extensively in both English and Bengali.
那时候他就开始大量的用英文和孟加拉文写作了。
And he studies English literature, and he actually taught speech making to a person who later became a very well known orator in the British Parliament.
他当时学也研究英国文学，他并且教人怎样去做公众演讲。他教的其中一个人后来成为了英国议会的成员，英国议会的发言人。
And so, in between the years of 1857 and 58, he composed a two-part English epic, which was called the Poriad, or Poriad. Poriad, whatever it's called. Anyway, an English epic.
1856年到1857年间，他写了一部英文史诗。
And this epic, it described the life of a person named Porus who met Alexander the Great.
这一部史诗就讲的是一个叫做 Porus 的一个人，他嫁给了亚历山大大帝。
So some of this may not seem very relevant, but the point is that, you know, he started early with his literary career in terms of study, of writing, of preparing himself to be a speaker and so on.
但我们听到这些觉得好像也没多大作用，也和他后来做的事情不那么相关，但是可以让我们读到的一个信息是，他的文学生涯从很小的年纪就开始了，他开始学习，开始文学创作，这为他日后成为一个有力量的演说者作家奠定了基础。
So in 1858, he returned to Biranagar, and he found that his native village was ruined and deserted.
1858年，他回到他的故乡 Biranagar， 他发现他的故乡已经被毁了，已经成为了一片废墟。
So it was then that there was a very widespread cholera.Again, a disease, cholera epidemic, that killed many, many people, and it basically killed everybody in that village.
那是因为一场瘟疫让整个村子里面的人都丧失了生命。
And so history has shown that these epidemics, pandemics, they come regularly as a result of the accumulation of people's sinful activities.
我们从这个历史的轨迹来看，你就会看到，在某个阶段，总会有一些大范围传播的瘟疫，传染病，这都是因为人们积累的大量罪恶活动的结果。
So there were two surviving members of his family, his mother and his paternal grandmother.
他家里只有两个人存活下来，一个是他的母亲，一个是他的奶奶。
And so he returns to Calcutta with them.
他就和这两位亲人回到了加尔各答。
And his grandmother had this very strong desire for Bhaktivinod, or at that point, Kedaranath, to take a pilgrimage and And therefore, he traveled to all the temples in the state of Orissa.
他的祖母就有强烈的渴望，希望卡达尔纳的，也就是当时Bhakti Thakur当时的名字，希望他去朝圣。于是他就去了 Orissa， 拜访了很多圣地。
So we know in Orissa is Jagannath Puri and Lord Jagannath.
我们知道，Jagannath Puri 就在 Orissa 省，也是主加格纳的所在的地方。
But he would have visited there and many other such temples.
他拜访了那Jagannath 庙，当然还有Orissa 的其他很多庙。
So as a young householder, Bhaktivinoda Thakur he began to consider, you know, how he would earn his livelihood.
当时还是一个年轻的居士，所以他就考虑怎样去维生。
He was not interested in business.
他对做生意不感兴趣。
He had seen how there was a lot of dishonesty in trade.
他因为他已经见识过了在生意场上会有什么样的欺骗。
And, you know, Prabhupada said that the merchant.Will say that for you, I'm making no profit.
就像 Prabhupada 说，商人一般都会说，我不赚你的钱。
Of course, everyone knows that's not true.
但大家都知道这不是这样的。
But it's just a ploy to try to attract business in that someone may think, oh, he's giving it so cheaply.
这只不过是他做生意的一个手段，让对方让买者觉得他给我一个好价钱，他真便宜。
Prabhupada would sometimes joke with his disciples, the early disciples that went to India, because in Indian rupees, the cost of things was quite cheap.
圣帕帕的曾经会和他早期的门徒他去印度的时候会和他早期的门徒开玩笑，因为很多东西用印度的卢比来算的话还是很便宜的。
Many of these devotees came from the United States and Europe.
很多早期的门徒都是来自于美国或者是欧洲的。
So when they did the conversion from, foreign currency to rupees, they thought, wow, this is very cheap.
他们用外币换成把外币换成卢比之后，他们觉得买东西觉得真便宜。
And so they thought everything was very inexpensive, and then but Prabhupada had to explain to them that.You know, in our local currency, it's not like that.
他们就理所当然的觉得这印度买东西什么都会很便宜不贵的，但 Prabhupada 给他们解释说，他们当地的货币并不是这样的。
And he would sometimes joke with them to kind of push this point. He would say, "You are all damn cheap Bubbas."Damn cheap Bubbas.
Damn cheap Bubbas.
You don't get it, do you? You can't understand it, right?
No.
Idiom. Okay. Meaning to say, they were thinking everything was damn cheap. Means very cheap.
圣帕帕就会跟他们开玩笑说，你们都但这是一个。谚语，不知道标准的翻译是什么，就是说你们老觉得什么都很便宜。
So anyway, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, seeing this dishonesty, he decided to become a teacher instead.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur 在想到他的谋生手段的时候，他知道 这个做生意的话，生意场上难免会有欺骗的行为，所以他就选择做个老师。
So he established a school for English education, in a village in Orissa. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. He established a school for English education in a village.
In Orissa. In Orissa.Hare Krishna, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. 他就在 Orissa 开了一，他在 ，yes， 他就在 Orissa 的一个村子里开了一所英文学校。
And then after some time, he went to he got further education in Puri, and he actually got a particular degree for teaching.
之后呢，他又去普瑞进一步的进修，得到了更高的学位，获得了教师的资格。
He became a headmaster of another school.
成为了另一所学校的校长。
And his very great dedication was noted by, you know, all of the authorities of the school.
学校领导们都目睹了，都看到他的敬业，他的奉献。
So now we're up to 1860, and so his first son, Ananda Prasad, was born.
1860年的时候，他的儿子 Ananda Prasad 出生了。
And unfortunately, then.Kedaranath's first wife died during childbirth.
但不幸的是 ，Kedaranath Bhaktivinoda Thakur 的妻子在就是生育的过程中就给去世了。
And so, not too much later, not too much longer after this, he married Bhagavati Devi.
不久后，他就又娶了 Bhagavati Devi.
Around this time, he published a book in English that described all the ashrams and temples in the state of Orissa.
之后他出版了一本英文的书，描述了 Orissa 庙宇里面不同的 ashram.
Because he had, as we mentioned before, he went on pilgrimage and he visited all these places. So now, he wrote about them.
之前我们有谈到说他很早就有拜访过奥瑞萨的不同庙宇，所以在这个时候他就写了描写了他所观察到的。
So during his time as a headmaster in a particular high school.He started to look very seriously into various religious sects, their philosophy and their practices.
在 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 做高中一所高中校长的那个阶段，他就开始去研习各宗教门派的哲学以及修习方式。
And he could see that people in general were taking religion quite cheaply.
他发现。普通大众还把宗教看的是很廉价、很随便的一件事。
Then he began to study the Bhakti Shastras, and then he came to understand the very unique importance of the Sankirtan movement.
He started to study Bhakti Shastras and found Sankirtan movement.
He started. Can you not hear me?
Yes. 他就开始研习有关Bhakti Shastra 有关奉爱宗的经典。他就发现了很特别的一个修习程序，Sankirtan 的运动。
He understood that Mahaprabhu, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, had appeared to establish the Sankirtan movement and spread it widely.
他了解到 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的显现是为了启动推动 Sankirtan 运动广泛的传播 Sankirtan 运动。
But he saw that at that time, Mahaprabhu's movement was not being well represented.
但是与此同时他又发现当时人们并没有很好的很恰当的呈现 Mahaprabhu 的运动。
So then Kedarnath Dutt, he went on a mission to expose these cheaters.
于是Kedarnath Dutt 他就开始了一个使命，就是逐步的去揭露那些骗子们。
Through his speaking, through his writing,He wanted to establish the bona fide philosophy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
他努力用他的演讲，用他的作品来呈现Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 所开启的真正的正宗的宗教之徒。
In 1861, he accepts the post of a deputy magistrate in the government of Bengal.
1861年的时候他就在孟加拉政府接受了法官的职位。
In that post, he uncovered a lot of corruption of the government workers.
在政府任职法官的时候他就发现了政府官员他就揭发了政府官员当中很多贪污腐败的例子。
That's the kind of person he was. He was a very honest person, but at the same time, he was very principled and he was bold. He did not.Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. 他就是这样的人，他诚实正直，有原则，又很大胆。
So he was a very powerful personality.
是很有力量的人。
At this time he continues with his writing.
这时候他还继续着写作。
He, in a few years later, in 1866, he takes position of what is called a deputy register, and he has the power of a collector. He collects taxes and things like that.
在1866年的时候，他做的一个类似税收方面的一个官员。
So he has kind of these multiple positions, right? He's like the deputy register and the collector and the magistrate all at the same time for one particular district.
就在同一个时期，在同一片地方，他同时兼任着很多职位，既是法官，又是税务官员等等。
He became fluent in Persian and Urdu.
他也精通这两种语言。
So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he did study and he spoke and read many languages.
他能自己会讲很多种语言，还能用多种语言写作。
As he was in his position, he also successfully settled many disputes between different groups.In his particular district.
他在任职法官的时候他也成功地解决了几个团体之间的纠纷。
And he also secured public funds to establish what is called a Nyaya Shastra, where a school that studies sacred texts and understand them through logic and argument.
他也筹集了足够的资金成立了一个 Nyaya Shastra 的 学校，专门是通过逻辑和辩论来研习圣典的。
So he's being moved around, he's being transferred. Now he's going to be transferred again to another place.
他也总是在旅行，之后他又去到了另外一个地方。
And he in 1868, he becomes a deputy magistrate in a place called Dinajpur in West Bengal. And this is at the time the highest rank in the government that could be held by an Indian person during the British rule.
1868年的时候，他去了那西孟加拉邦的另外一个地方，叫做 Dinajpur。在这个地方，他又做了法官。那个职位是在英国殖民统治下，印度本土人能够做的最高职位。
And it was at this time that he was finally able to find rare copies of the Bhagavatam.And the Chaitanya Charitamrita.
这时候，他发现了罕有的、极难发现的，圣典薄伽瓦坛，圣典薄伽瓦坛以及，永恒的诸查坦尼亚经的副本。
So in those days, it was very rare to find these texts.
那个时候，那个年代，发现这样的文献是很难的。
So we can appreciate, you know, what the great opportunity we've been given by Prabhupada, that we have the whole Bhagavatam, we have a Chaitanya Charitamrita, and so many other of the Bhakti Shastras, and they're just at our fingertips.
我们想想，现在我们因为受 Prabhupada 的仁慈，我们是多么的幸运。我们有大量的完整的 Bhakti Sastri 的经典，还有圣典薄伽瓦坛、永恒的主查坦尼亚经，只要动动手指，就能够看到我们任何我们想看到的经典。
But we have Bhaktivinoda Thakur just a couple of hundred years ago. Finding it difficult to find copies of the Bhagavatam and the Chaitanya Charitamrita.
就在几百年前 ，Bhaktivinoda Thakur 要找到一本圣典薄伽瓦坛或者永恒的诸查坦尼亚经，却那么的艰难。
So the service that Prabhupada has done for us and for humanity is incalculable.
所以，是了 Prabhupada 为我们以及为全人类所做的这个服务的价值是不可估量的。
So we should be very grateful.
所以我们要对他深怀感恩之心。
And study his books daily and try to distribute them to others.
每天认真的研习他的书籍，并且大量的向别人派发。
So Bhaktivinoda, he read the Chaitanya Charitamrita repeatedly.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur 反复地阅读了是 Chaitanya Charitamrita.
And his faith began increasing and increasing until he was absorbed day and night in this sacred text.
他在阅读的过程当中，他的信心也不断地增长，他日夜不停地去阅读，完全地专注于这个文献当中的内容。
He began incessantly submitting very heartfelt prayers for the Lord's mercy.
他并且发自内心的为主供奉了祷文，祈祷主给予他仁慈。
And he was able to gain a very clear understanding.Of the position of Krishna and his incarnation Mahaprabhu.
阅读了这些经典之后，他就清楚地理解了 Krishna 以及他的化身，我们 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的地位。
At this time, he published a song because, again, he was a prolific writer of of devotional songs. So he published a song about Lord Chaitanya, which was called Sachinandana Premalankar.
他是一个很多产的作家，也写了大量的歌。这时候他读完这个经典之后，写了一首歌，是关于主 Chaitanya 的，这个名字叫做 Sachinandana Premalankar。
Premalankara.
Premalankar.
No, none, not none. Lal, L.
Lankar.
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 Lankar. In 1869, so now as he's serving as a deputy minister, magistrate, he delivers a speech in a form of a treatise or a paper that he wrote on the Bhagavatam. What's interesting is that he delivered this to a large congregation of provident men who were from different parts of India, but also from England.
1896年的时候，他当时还继续在做着这个地方的法官。写了一部有关写了一篇有关圣典波伽瓦坛的论著，并且面对一大群观众做了公众演讲。观众当中不光有印度各界要人，还有英国人。
So he used his position as a vehicle for preaching.
他把他的职位用来作为一个工具来传教。
He was a prominent person in society, and he preached to other prominent people in society.
他是社会上他算是社会上有地位的人，所以他也利用这个地位给社会各界名流去传播。
And he was so masterful in his presentation that everybody who heard him was moved in some way.
他讲话呈现的方式非常的有技巧，所以听到他的演讲的人都很受触动。
Again, he's transferred to a place called Champarana.
之后他又搬到了 Champarana 这个地方。
And in this place, Champarana, people used to worship a ghost in a banyan tree.
在这个 Champarana 这个地方，人们崇拜的是大榕树底下的一个鬼魂。
And it said that this ghost had the power to influence the mind of the local judge, to decide in the favor of the worshipper.
据说呢，这个鬼魂会影响当地法官的裁判结果。如果有人崇拜这大榕树下的这个鬼魂，这个鬼魂的话，他就会影响法官，让他的判决有利于他的这个鬼魂的崇拜者。
So Kandaranath Dutt, he arranges for a local scholar to read the Bhagavatam under the tree continuously day and night.
然后 Kandaranath Dutt 他就安排当地的一个学者连续好多天日日夜夜在这棵大榕树下朗读圣典波伽瓦坛。
After 1 month, the tree crashed to the ground, and many people, they were renewed in their faith in the message of the Bhagavatam.
一个月之后这个学者就这样在这个树下读圣典摩迦瓦坛，读了一个月之后，这棵大榕树就跌倒在地。很多人重新建立了对圣典摩迦瓦坛的信心。
From Champarana, he moved to Jagannath Puri.
之后他又从Champarana 搬到了 Jagannath Puri.
And he said that this gladdened his heart to no end.
他说这个让搬到 Jagannath Puri 这件事情让他心中无比喜悦。
1873, just near the capital of Orissa, there was a town called Kamanala. Kamanala.
1873年的时候, 就是在 Orissa 首都附近的一个叫做 Kamanala 的地方。
And there lived a mystic yogi named Bishop Kishana.
那里住着一个神秘瑜伽师, 他的名字叫做 Bishop Kishana.
Bishop Kisena, I guess we would say. Bishop Kisena.
他的名字叫做 Bishop Kisena.
And so anyway, this mystic, he would lean into a fire, and then he would return to a kind of an erect sitting posture. And in this way, he'd rock back and forth over the flames, and, you know, he would not be burned.
他是一个神秘瑜伽师，这个神秘瑜伽师点起一堆火之后，他会从火里面，他会来回的从这一段走进火里面，又走过来走过去，就是向人们展示，他是不会被烧伤的。
And so by his mystic powers, this occasion, he could produce fire from his head.
这个Bishakishana神秘瑜伽师，他可以凭着他的神秘力量从头上生出火来。
He had two companions who went by the names Brahma and Shiva.
他有两个同伴。 他们名字分别是Brahma和Shiva.
And he claimed to be Mahavishnu.
自称Mahavishnu.
So together they were the creator, maintainer, and destroyer of the universe.
那他们三个人搭档一起就成为了整个宇宙的创造者、维系者和毁灭者了。
And because of this mystic power, he brought some of these kings of Orissa under his influence.
因为他的玄秘力量，他就让 Orissa 的一些国王也被他控制起来了。They
were providing funds for a construction of a temple that he wanted to build. They also sent him women.
Orissa 的国王就出资资助他建庙。 还给他送去一些女人。
So this Bisakishna, he also declared that he'd drive all the British from ruling Orissa, and he himself would become the king.
这个神秘瑜伽师Bisakishna, 他甚至宣称他能够把英国的殖民统治者赶走，他自己可以成为 Orissa 的国王。
And so these outlandish statements then were published, and they were circulated all around the state of Orissa.
他大言不惭的就发布了这个宣言，这个公告，并且把他的这个宣言就被
The British, they thought that he was a revolutionary for speaking out against the British rules, so the governor of Bengal drew up arrest orders. They wanted him arrested and imprisoned.
英国人认为他是一个革命者，所以孟加拉的政府就下了逮捕令，要把他逮捕。
But nobody dared to act on these orders because they feared Bisakishna's mystic powers.
虽然说政府下了这个逮捕令，但没人敢执行这个命令，因为大家都很怕Bisakishna的玄秘力量。
So the district commissioner for Orissa requested Kedarnath Dutt to bring this Bisakishna to justice.
Sorry, what's that?
The district commissioner for Orissa requested Kedarnath Dutta to bring this Bisik Kisena to justice.
Orissa的这个法庭。一个就是政府的一个委员会，就让Kedarnath Dutta 就是 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 让他来在这个事情上伸张正义，来处置一下这个 Bisik Kisena。
So Kedarnath Dutta went personally to see Bisik Kisena。
于是 Kedarnath Dutta 就亲自去见这个 Bisik Kisena。
So this yogi showed off some mystic powers, and they would normally scare off ordinary people.
这个瑜伽师就又再次展示了他的一些玄秘力量。这些玄秘力量通常都会吓走很多普通人的。
Like fire from that coming from his hair and all those kind of things.
比如像能让突然他头上就能起火，还有其他的一些玄秘的力量的展示。
And so, he informed Kedarnath Dutta that he knew who he was and why he was there, but he warned him that he was the Lord, and that Kedarnath better not interfere.
这个 Bisik Kisena 就跟 Kedarnath 说，我知道你是谁，我也知道你为什么要来，但是我是这里的主人，所以你最好不要干涉我。
Now Kedarnath was getting impatient.
Kedarnath 实在是不耐烦了。
And he acknowledged, you've accomplished something in yoga and tantra, but, you know, you should come to Puri and receive the blessings of Jagannath.
Kedarnath told the yogi.
Come on, keep up.
Kedarnath 就告诉这个瑜伽师说，他就承认说，你确实在瑜伽方面有了一定的造诣，而且在 Tantra 方面有了一定的造诣。那接下来你要来的 Jagannath Puri 来得到主 Jagannath 的仁慈。
So Bisik Kisena, he replied, "Why should I come to Jagannath? He's only a hunk of wood. I'm the supreme in person."
这个 Bisik Kisena 就回答说，为什么我要去见 Jagannath， 他只不过是木雕，而我是至尊者。
Kedarnath became furious.
Kedarnath 愤怒极了。
And so he arrested him right on the spot, brought him to Puri and threw him in jail.
他就当场抓住了这个 Bisik Kisena， 把他带到 Puri， 扔到了监狱。
Where he was guarded by many, many policemen.
有很多很多警察护卫着。
And so Kedarnath was fearless, and he tried this Bisik Kisena in a trial that lasted 18 days.
很多警察看守着他，接下来Kedarnath 就用了十八天来审判关于 Bisik Kisena 的案子。
And during this time, there were thousands of people outside the court who had been brought under this Bisik Kisena's control, and they were demanding his release.
当时法庭外面有成千上万名曾经被 Bisik Kisena 控制的人在外面恳求着Bisik Kisena 能够被释放。
On the sixth day of the trial, Kedarnath's daughter became very seriously ill and she nearly died.
在这个审判的第六天的时候 ，Kedarnath 的女儿得了重病，都快要死去了。
And, but Kedarnath knew this was the power of tantric, the tantric yogi at work.
他们就怀疑这就是这个神秘瑜伽师他的神秘力量在起作用。
Kedarnath remarked, yes, let us all die, but this rascal must be punished.
很多人就提醒他这个神秘瑜伽师的力量在起作用了。Kedarnath 就说那即便就让我的女儿都死去也没关系，但这个恶棍必须得到处置。
So the next day in court, the yogi announced, he'd shown his power and he would show much more.
在接下来一天，这个瑜伽师在法庭上，这个瑜伽师又威胁说，我已经展示了我的力量，我接下来我要展示更多。
He suggested that Kedarnath should release him immediately or face even worse miseries.
他甚至警告 Kedarnath 说，你要立即将我释放，否则的话，你要承受更大的痛苦。
On the last day of the trial, Kedarnath himself became ill from very high fever.
在审判的最后一天的时候， Kedarnath 本人也因为高烧得了重病。
And he suffered exactly as his daughter had previously.
跟之前他女儿所承受的痛苦症状几乎是一样的。
But still, Kedarnath was undeterred. He was determined that he would convict this person. So he pronounced him guilty.And he sentenced him to 18 months in jail for political conspiracy.
但是依然卡达尔纳不愿退缩，他坚持审完了关于这个瑜伽师的案子，后来将他审判的结果就是让他坐监狱18个月。
So when Bhisikasena was being prepared for jail, the district medical officer cut off all of his hair.
在 Bhisikasena 坐牢的过程当中，当地的那 medical
district medical officer，
当地的医药部门的一个官员就剪掉了他所有的头发。
And it said that yogis, they draw power from their long hair.
因为据说瑜伽师留长头发是因为他们能从他们头发当中汲取力量。
So this Bhisikasena hadn't eaten or drunk anything during the whole trial. So when all of his hair was cut off,He fell to the floor just like a dead man and had to be taken to the jail cell by a on stretcher.
他因为18天审判期间，Bhisikasena滴水未进，所以当时到那时候又把他的头发全都剃了，所以说他就已经倒在地上，没有任何力气了。他得被抬到监狱去。
And after 3 months, he was moved to another a central jail, and that's where he took poison and died. So he committed suicide. The yogi.
3个月的时候，他又被转移到一个中心的监狱里，然后他就服毒自尽了。
So he was very, very principled, and he was fearless. He had his duty to do, and he could not stand that someone would dare to take the position of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he 永远都是勇敢无畏、正义有原则的人。他无法忍受有人宣称或者是有人宣称自己是至尊人格守神。
even at the threat of he getting sick, his family members getting sick, or even dying, he was not going to in any way compromise. He had to bring this rascal to justice.
甚至在他自己受到要挟，他自己和他的家人生命受到威胁的时候，他都依然坚定的要将这个恶棍处置。
So while in Puri, Kedarnath studied the Bhagavatam with the commentary of Sridhar Swami.
在 Puri 的时候。Srila Bhaktivedanta Thakur 他研习了由 Sridhar Swami 评注的圣典波迦坛。
And he also copied by hand the Sat Sandarbha of Jiva Goswami.
他也手抄了Jiva Goswami 写的 Sat Sandarbha.
Which is very long.
这是很长的一本书。
Yeah, we heard a bit about this yesterday.tremendous volume, very voluminous, the Sandarbhas.
昨天我们也听到了有关 Sandarbha 的一些介绍，是很浩瀚的一本书。
Prabhupada said that Jiva Goswami was the greatest philosopher that ever lived.
Srila Prabhupada 曾经说舍勒基巴格斯瓦米是有史以来是古往今来最杰出的 Vaishnava 哲学家。
He was a prolific writer.
他也是一个多产的作家。
And so we have Bhaktivinoda copying the Sat Sandarbha, obviously studying it, and then he also made a very special study of the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu of Rupa Goswami.
这么长的一本书Bhaktivinoda Thakur 却亲自手抄了这本书，当然也是在研习，而且呢他也研习了Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 纯粹妨碍服务的甘露之阳。
Now, between the years of 1874 to 93, he was spending time in seclusion. He was chanting the holy names.Much more. And he was at the same time executing his worldly duties with perseverance.
在1874年到1893年间他基本上是深入简出的独居的生活。一方面他兼顾着履行着他的工作上的职责，但大部分的时间他是用来唱诵。
It was during this time that he wrote several books in Sanskrit.
在此期间他也写了几本梵文书籍。
About the philosophy of bhakti.
研习都是有关 bhakti 奉爱的哲学。
And while he was in Puri, he established a Vaishnava discussion society.
在 Puri 期间他成立了 Vaishnava Vaishnava 研讨协会。
And it met in the Jagannath Ballabha Gardens where Mahaprabhu and Ramananda Roy have their discussion.
This is where the society is?
No, that's where he established this group, where Ramananda Roy had held worship in the Jagannath Ballabha Gardens.
That's where Ramananda Roy did the worship.
Mm-hmm.
And that.这个 Vaishnava 研讨协会是建在
Jagannath Ballabha Gardens.
Jagannath Ballabha 公园。这个花园呢，也是 Ramananda Roy 做崇拜的地方。
And so all the prominent Vaishnavas at that time joined this group.
当时的很多杰出的 Vaishnava 奉献者们都加入了这个协会。
Except for one Raghunath Das Babaji.
除了一个人，那就是 Raghunath Das Babaji.
Not to be confused with Raghunath Das Goswami.
他和 Raghunath Das Goswami 不一样。
And so,he thought that Bhaktivinoda Thakur was unauthorized.
因为 Raghunath Babaji 之所以没加入，他因为他觉得因为他觉得 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 没有被授权，他不权威。
Because due to Bhaktivinoda Thakur's need to engage in government service, he didn't always wear the customary religious symbols of neck beads and tilak and so on.
因为工作的需要，因为当时巴顿塔库尔要在政府工作，所以工作的需要，他没能总是携带着 Vaishnava 的一些标志，比如说戴锦珠啊，涂提拉克。
This Babaji also advised other Vaishnavas to avoid Bhaktivinoda Thakur's association.
这个 Raghunath Das Babaji 甚至也提醒其他 Vaishnava 奉献者们要避免和 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 联谊。
And soon after that, this Raghunath Das Babaji, he contracts a very deadly illness.
之后呢，这位 Raghunath Das Babaji 就患了很重的一种疾病。
And in a dream, Lord Jagannath appeared to him and told him to pray for the mercy of Bhaktivinoda Thakur if he wanted to get released from the illness and death.
他有一次做梦，就梦到主迦那在梦里面提醒他要向是了 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 祈祷得到仁慈。如果他想避免重病和死亡的话，他就要祈祷他的仁慈。
He does so.
他还真这么做了。
And Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives this Raghunath Das Babaji special medicines and he actually cures him.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur 给了这位 Raghunath Das Babaji 特别的药物，还治好了他的病。
And at this time, this Raghunath Das Babaji, he understood that Bhaktivinoda Thakur was a very exalted personality.
这时候 Raghunath Das Babaji 才明白过来 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 是一个很崇高的人物。
So there was this personality, Sri Swarup Das Babaji, and he performed his bhajan near the ocean at Puri.
还有一位叫做 Sri Swarup Das Babaji, 他在Jagannath Puri 海边的一个地方做他的 bhajan.
And so he showed a lot of affection for Bhaktivinoda Thakur and he gave him some very profound instructions.
这个Sri Swarup Das Babaji 表示了对 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 的喜爱，也给了他很多深刻的教诲。Hare Krishna。
He also shared insights from his own realizations on chanting of the holy name.
他也分享了他在唱诵圣名方面的一些领悟。
There was another personality by the name of Charan Das Babaji.
还有一个人叫做 Charan Das Babaji.
And so this person, he would preach and he printed books.Advising that one should chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra in personal meditation.
Means silently?
Means like japa, softly.
Oh. 这个 Charan Das Babaji, 他 也会去传教，他也印刷了一本书，就宣传说唱一个人应该以冥想的方式唱诵 Hare Krishna Mahamantra， 也就是轻声唱诵。
But for public kirtan, he advised that everyone should chant Nitai Gaur Radhe Shyam Hare Krishna Hare Ram.
他说，在个人冥想的时候唱 Hare Krishna Mahamantra， 但是在公开的 kirtan 的时候应该唱 Nitai Gaur Radhe Shyam Hare Krishna Hare Ram。
And so Bhaktivinoda Thakur preached long and hard to him, trying to convince him to stop spreading this unauthorized mantra.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur 就花了很长时间，很辛苦的给他传教，让他试图让他停止，不要再去传播这个不没有被授权的 mantra。
Eventually, this Charan Das Babaji came to his senses and begged forgiveness from Bhaktivinoda Thakur, admitting that he was wrong.
后来，这个 Charan Das Babaji 才恢复了理智，他也承认了他的错，并且请求 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 的原谅。
But 6 months later, he goes mad and he dies in great distress.
但是六个月之后，这个人就疯了，并且得了重病，死去了。
Bhaktivinoda Thakur, we can understand he was one of the foremost devotional scholars of his time.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur 是他的那个年代，在最杰出的，在奉爱宗方面的，伟大学者，最伟大的学者。
Yet, he always very humbly presented himself as an insignificant messenger of the Lord.
但他始终，只是把自己当作是，主的那个卑微的讯息的传达者。
And so, in one of his works, he writes and kind of reveals this.
他的一部著作，正揭示了他的这个心态。
So he writes, "The way how I got the inspiration to compile this book is a divine mystery."
他在写这本书的时候，他有写到说，我这本书的灵感完全来自于神圣的力量。
Which I felt not proper from my part to disclose, as it might be bridging spiritual conceit. Understand?
No. Could you please say it again?
It's his English. He's saying,I felt that not proper for my part. In other words, I don't feel proper from my perspective to disclose this, as it might be considered conceitful. You understand?
Yes. 他当时就写到说，我认为由我来呈现，来揭示这个真理，是不妥的，因为人们会认为这是一种欺骗。
But I realize that this would be a undoing.To my spiritual master.
I'm doing.
Oh boy, this is tough, huh? You don't understand the language.
This is undoing to my spiritual master.
means undoing means not properly honoring him.
刚刚他能说，我觉得由我来揭示，这个真理，是不妥的，因为这显得太自负。但是我不做，这又不是恰当的荣耀我灵性导师的方法。
And this might stand as an obstacle in my path to spiritual progress.
而不去以恰当的方式去荣耀我的灵性导师，这又会成为我灵性进步上的一大障碍。
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
There seems to be a time lag. Where are you right now?
I'm in the room.
Is the door closed?
It's closed.
Well, Shama Leela, I don't want to have to keep doing this every time. You have to arrange a better connection.
Okay.
I have told you more than one time. There is a repeater there. There is a repeater device. It looks like a white kind of box, like a little tower. It's about 8 inches, 10 inches tall.
Yes. We'll try that.
Okay. Because otherwise, it's causing a delay.
Okay.
So therefore, he says, without any shame, I record the fact that while under the benediction of my guru, Sri Bipin Bihari Goswami, go ahead.
他说，因此我就不顾羞耻的来呈现。 这个真理当然是借着我的灵性导师 Vipin Bihari Goswami 的祝福。
One day in a vision, Sri Swarup Damodar, the right-hand personal associate or servant of Lord Chaitanya, instructed me to compile the slokas of Srimad Bhagavatam.
有一次，他见到，Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的私人，亲身仆人 Sri Swarup Damodar 训示他，重新去编撰圣典博迦罗坛的诗节。He
told me to compile these slokas in adherence with the principles of Sambandha, Abhideya, and Prayojana as taught by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
他训示我编撰圣典博迦罗坛的诗节，并且按照遵守Chaitanya Mahaprabhu教导的三个程序，Sambandha、Abhideya、Prayojana。
Sri Swarup Damodar Prabhu further guided me by giving a wonderful explanation of the first sloka of the Bhagavatam and also showed me how I have to explain the slokas under the light of Gaudiya Vaishnava philosophy. Hare Krishna.
Srila Swarup Prabhu 进一步的给我解释了圣殿博迦罗坛的第一个诗节，他并且训示我怎样遵守 Gaudiya Vaishnava 的哲学来解释圣殿博迦罗坛的诗节。
So there's insight from Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur himself just shows us how exalted a personality he was, that Swarup Damodar Prabhu is directly appearing to him and giving him direction.
Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur 的这段自述 清楚地反映了他是多么伟大的崇高的一位作者，他讲到 Swarup Damodar 亲自出现在他面前，训示他怎样编撰圣殿摩迦瓦坛的诗节。
Bhaktivinoda Thakur became the manager of the Jagannath Puri Temple.
之后，Bhaktivinoda Thakur 又成为了 Jagannath 庙的庙长，管理者。
And he uses government powers to establish regularity in the worship of the deity.
他利用他在政府的权力，规范对神像崇拜的。 程序进行了规范。
And by that time, the worship had very much depreciated. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur established a proper standard and regularity, so that there were many many offerings being done every day.
因为到那时候，神像崇拜的标准已经 已经下降很多，所以 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 重新树立的崇拜神像的标准，树立崇拜神像的规范规律，这样的话，主就能够接受很多次供奉。
In the temple courtyard, he established what was called a Bhakti Mandap, where daily discourses on the Bhagavatam were being held.
他在庙宇的院子里面建了一个叫做 Bhakti Mandap
的地方。Mandap.
Bhakti Mandap 的地方，每天奉献者都会在那里讨论圣殿博伽瓦坛。
The Bhaktivinoda Thakur would spend many long hours discussing Krishna and chanting the holy name, especially at the Tota Gopinath Mandir.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur 就会一天连续好几个小时讲述有关 Krishna 的话题，连续很长时间唱诵圣名，尤其是在 Tota Gopinath 庙。
Of course, we know this is where the tomb of Haridas Thakur is situated.
Tota Gopinath 庙也正是 Haridas Thakur 的墓地所在的地方。
He also spent a lot of time chanting at the Siddhabakul tree.
他也花了很长时间在Siddhabakul树下唱诵。
And at the Gambira.
还在Gambira唱诵。
1874, his fourth son is born.
1874年的时候, Bhaktivinoda Thakur的第四个儿子出生了。And
he considered this an answer to his prayer. He prayed to the Lord to send him a ray of Vishnu.
他觉得他第四个儿子的出生是主维士努对他的祈祷的回应，因为他曾经就向主维士努祈祷，让主维士努之光降临。
He named this child Bimala Prasad.
他把这个儿子取名为 Bimala Prasad.
And of course, he would later be known as the very great Vaishnava spiritual leader and scholar Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur.
他就是后来人们所熟知的伟大的 Vaishnava 灵性领导以及大学者 Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur.
He says that when Bimala Prasad was just 6 months old, Jagannath's cart stopped in front of Bhaktivinoda Thakur's house in Puri.
6 months or 6 years?
Bimala Prasad was 6 months old.
当时比马不是他们六个月大的时候，据说在加格纳特普瑞，加格纳特的弹车经过他们家门口的时候，停了下来。
And that cart stayed there for 3 days. They could not move it.
弹车停在他们家门口连续三天都纹丝不动。
And so Bhaktivinoda Thakur asked his wife Bhagavati Devi to bring young Bimala Prasad to get darshan and receive the blessings of Lord Jagannath.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur 就请他的妻子把他们的小婴儿Bimala Prasad 带出来，得到主 Jagannath 的 darshan， 得到主 Jagannath 的仁慈。
As she placed the child before the Lord, a garland from the Lord's neck fell and encircled him.
她把孩子放在主加格纳的面前的时候，正好主加格纳的戴的花环就落到了孩子的脖子上。
And his first grains came from Jagannath Prasad.
她第一次接触五谷。第一次食五谷就是主 Jagannath 的 prasadam。
So Bhaktivinoda Thakur and his wife Bhagavati, they were very orthodox and virtuous Vaishnavas.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur 和他的妻子 Bhagavati Devi 全都是正宗的 Vaishnava 修习者。
They never allowed their children to eat anything other than prasadam.
他们从不允许自己的孩子去吃除了 prasadam 之外的任何东西。
So one day when Bimala Prasad was still a small child of no more than 4 years, as he was just running around, as children do, he grabbed a mango that was not offered, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur rebuked him for eating a mango that was not duly offered to the Lord.
有一次 ，Bimala Prasad 大概还不到14岁的时候，就像其他孩子一样到处跑着玩儿。他见到一个芒果，之后就开始吃了。于是 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 就斥责了他，斥责去他，因为他去吃没有给主恰当的供奉过的东西。
So although Bimala Prasad was only a child, he considered himself a great offender, and he vowed right from there to never eat a mango again.
虽然说Bimala Prasad 只是一个孩子，但他听了之后，他就觉得自己冒犯了，他是个冒犯者，于是他就当场立誓，从今以后再也不吃芒果了。
We know that this was a vow he followed throughout his life, even when he would take on an offender.
我们知道这个誓言他坚守了一生。
By 7, he had memorized the entire Bhagavad Gita and could explain each of its verses, giving very wonderful purports.
七岁的时候，他就能够完全背诵下来《国家梵歌》，并且给每个诗节做出解释。
Bhaktivinoda Thakur trained him in proofreading and printing.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur 甚至亲自训练他怎么做校对工作，怎么去印书。
And he began to assist his father in.The publishing of the Vaishnava magazine Sajana Tokhani.
他就开始协助他父亲出版Vaishnava 的文献，其中一个就叫做What's the name? Sajana Tokhani.
Sajana Tokhani.
Sajana Tokhani.
At this time, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he discovered the king of Puri had stolen some 80,000 rupees.
那时候 Bhatvanu Thakur 也发现了 Puri 的国王盗走了八万卢比。
Bhatvanu Thakur, you know, he knew that this money belonged to the temple, so therefore he forced the king to offer Lord Jagannath meals 52 times daily.
他发现普利的国王盗走了庙，本来属于庙里的八万卢比，于是他就强迫普利的国王每天给主加格纳的供奉52道餐。
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Very.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. What's the last thing you heard?
Bhaktivinoda Thakur forced the king of Puri to offer 52 meals daily to Lord Jagannath.
Yeah, and so in this way, the king's money diminished very quickly.
就这样，国王的钱就很快，越来越少了。
So the king was furious. And then he enlisted the help of 50 pundits, and they had this 30-day tantric ritual sacrifice, which was all meant for killing Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
这个国王因为他被迫给主加那要供奉那么多餐，所以他的钱越来越少了，他就很生气，于是他就雇了50个祭师，做了30天的祭祀，这个祭祀就是要杀掉 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 的。
When the last oblations were poured into the sacrificial fire, it was the king's son who died, not Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
而当他们在他们做了30天的祭祀，最后一次祭祀当中，他们在给祭火当中抛最后一次贡品的时候，这个国王的儿子死去了，死的却不是巴克温的塔库尔。
1878, he left Puri, he returns to Bengal, and you know he's transferred, you know, place to place to place.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur 总是在不断的变换着位置。他1878年的时候又从 Puri 回到了孟加拉。
During this period, he writes two very important books, Sri Krishna Samhita and Krishna Kalpacharu.
Sri Krishna Samhita and Krishna
Kalpacharu.
Kalpacharu, 他这个在此期间他写了两本书，一种是 Sri Krishna Samhita, 第二部是 Krishna Kalpacharu, Charu,
No,
Krishna
Kalpacharu,
第二本书叫做 Krishna Kalpacharu,
Yeah, something like that. And these books caught the attention of some Western, scholars.
这两本书就引起了一些西方学者的关注。
And one of them wrote, one who was a doctor, he was, must have been a, some kind of a PhD or something, he wrote, by representing Krishna's character and worship in a more sublime and transcendental light than has before been the custom to regard him, you have rendered an essential service to your co-religionists.
其中 一位西方学者一个博士他就评论说通过以如此崇高超然的方式如此典雅的方式去呈现一种崇拜的仪式你为你们的核心文化做出了巨大的贡献。
Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he takes formal diksha from Bipin Bihari Goswami.
之后 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 正式接受启迪是从Bipin Bihari Goswami 那里接受的。
At that time, many people had adopted Vaishnavism, but they could not tell who was a Vaishnava and who was not.
当时已经很多人接受 Vaishnava 奉爱宗了，但是却极少有人能够搞清楚到底谁是一位Vaishnava 奉献者，谁不是。
So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he gives them shelter and he gives them very in-depth instruction so they understand very clearly.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur 就给了他们庇护，并且给了他们深入的指导，让他们能够清楚的了解。
So once, Bhaktivinoda Thakur and his son, Bimala Prasad, of course, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, went to see Bhaktivinoda's guru, Bipin Bihari Goswami.
有一次 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 就和他的儿子 Bimala Prasad 一起去见 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 的灵性导师 Bipin Bihari Goswami.
And so,Bhaktivinoda Thakur's dealings with his Diksha Guru were always very exemplary.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur 和他的 Diksha Guru 启迪灵性导师的交往交流的方式是给我们做出了榜样。
Bhaktivinoda, he always played the role of a very humble disciple.
他总是扮演着卑微的仆人、卑微的门徒的角色。
But once in the presence of young Bimala Prasad, Bhaktivinoda Thakur bowed down, paid his obeisances to his guru, and then Bipin Bihari Goswami placed his feet on.Bhaktivinoda Thakur's head.
有一次当着Bimala Prasad 的面 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 就向他的灵性导师致以顶拜他的灵性导师 Bipin Bihari Goswami 就将他的双足放到了 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 的头上
Bimala Prasad thought this was too much.
Bimala Prasad, 觉得这个太过分了。
That he had accepted Bipin Bihari as his formal initiating spiritual master, this was going too far that he should place his feet on Bhaktivinoda Thakur's head.
他了解 Bhaktivinoda Bipin Bihari Goswami 是 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 的灵性导师，启迪灵性导师，但是他觉得他把双足放在 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 的头上，这个有点过分了。
So later, when Bhaktivinoda Thakur left the room, Bimala Prasad, just being left alone with Bipin Bihari,he spoke very strongly.
后来Bhaktivinoda Thakur 离开了房间就剩下 Bimala Prasad 和 Bipin Bihari Goswami 两个人单独在一起所以 Bimala Prasad 就说了很重的话。
He told him, you are acting like a big, big guru, and you place your feet on the heads of those you don't even know.
他是不知道, Hare Krishna, 他是不知道 Vipimbi Hari Goswami 是他的父亲的灵性导师的, 所以当他父亲离开房间后, 他就说了很重的话, 跟 Vipimbi Hari, 他说, 你是一个大侮辱, 可是你却把你的双足放在你一个你不认识的人的头上。
If you knew who the Thakur was, you would not do this.
如果你真的了解Thakur是谁的话, 你就不会这么做了。
But you do not know.
但是你不懂。My
father is a great exalted Nitya Siddha, eternal associate of Sri Radha and Krishna.
他说我的父亲是一位伟大的Nitya Siddha, 他是永恒解脱的灵魂, 是Radha Krishna永恒的仆人。
He's come here to fulfill their mission.
他来到这个世界就是为了完成他们的使命的。
Do you think you are so advanced that you can place your feet on the head of such a person?
你就觉得你自己那么进步吗? 你可以把你的双足放在这么进步的人的头上吗?
I think not.
我觉得不能。
You have proven yourself to be a Kanishta Adhikari by not being able to distinguish between those who are advanced and those who are less advanced.
你连进步的人和不进步的人都区分不了,看来这就证明你不过是一个 Kanishta, 是一个初级的奉献者。Therefore,
I suggest that you desist from this practice any further.
所以我建议你就不要再休息下去了。
Bhaktivinoda Thakur then re-entered the room and the conversation changed.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur 重新回到房间,然后整个对话就发生了转变。Later
that day, Vipinbihari Goswami told Bhaktivinoda, your son is bold to the point of being rude.
后来那天晚些时候 Vipinbihari Goswami 就告诉 Bhaktivinoda Thakur说 你儿子真是太大胆了大胆到了粗鲁的程度。
And so when Bhaktivinoda Thakur found out about the conversation, he used to like jokingly glorify his son in front of friends saying, he's so fearless that he even chastised my guru, Vipinbihari Goswami.
后来, Bhaktivinoda Thakur 就对他的一些朋友面前就开玩笑似的说,我这儿子也太无所畏惧了,他甚至批评我的guru.
Around this time, he went on pilgrimage. He took 3 months off and he went to various places, to Kashi, to Prayag, to Mathura, to Vrindavan. And he met Jagannath Das Babaji.
也在同一时期有一段时间 Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. What's the last thing you heard?
He took 3 months off. He visited those different places and met Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj.
Yeah. And Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, he would move back and forth between Navadvipa and Vrindavan, spending 6 months in each place.
Jagannath Das Babas Maharaj 他就在 Jagannath Puri 和 Vrindavan 之间、穿梭每个地方停留六个月。
And after meeting him, Bhaktivinoda Thakur accepted him as his Shiksha Guru.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur 见过 Jagannath Das Babas Maharaj 之后就接受他为自己的训士咕噜 Shiksha Guru.
Yeah, which is, you know, quite important that he actually took much more spiritual direction and inspiration from Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj than Bipin Bihari Goswami.
这一点很重要。他从他的训士灵性导师 Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj 那里得到的训士，比他从他的启迪灵性导师 Bipin Bihari Goswami 那里得到的训士还要多。
He took up residence in Calcutta. He started daily worship of Govardhan, and he called his house Bhakti Bhavan.
他在加尔各答住下来之后，就把他的家称作是 Bhakti Bhavan. 他在家里规律的去崇拜 Govardhan 山。
So in the course of excavating.For the construction of Bhakti Bhavan, a deity of Kormadev was unearthed.
住宅 Bhakti Bhavan 的过程当中，在挖地的过程当中，偶然突然有一次挖出了出现了 Kormadev 的神像。
And so after initiating his son, I mean, in the sense of teaching him deity worship, then Bhaktivinoda Thakur entrusted Bimala Prasad with the service of taking care of Kormadev.
在教他的儿子 Bimala Prasad 去学习神像崇拜的时候，他就让 Bimala Prasad 负责照顾 Kormadev.
His writing is increasing. He's producing book after book after book.
他的著作也越来越多，一本又一本的书出版出来。
We know they produced at least 100 books.Not including all the bhajans that he wrote.
我们知道他一生出的书有一百多部，还不算他写的许多bhajan许多奉爱的歌曲。
He also published his own edition of the Chaitanya Charitamrita.
他也出版了他评注的 Chaitanya Charitamrita 版本。
In which he wrote his commentary.
这是他评注的《永恒的主查特涅经》。
He also introduced a calendar based on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance in this world.
他也引入了一种基于 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 显现的日历。
He also established the annual feast day of Gaurapurnim and celebrating the appearance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
他也确立了每年对 Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的显现的庆祝仪式，也就是 Gaurapurnim 每年的大节日。
So in 1887, he resolves to quit government service and go to Vrindavan.
1887年他就决定从政府的工辞掉工在政府的工作去到文达文。
But one night while he's still in the government service, he has a dream in which Mahaprabhu appears.
有一天当他还在政府任职的时候，有一天晚上他就梦到了是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Mahaprabhu tells him, You will certainly go to Vrindavan, but first there is some service you must perform in Navadvip. What will you do about that?
Mahaprabhu 就告诉他说，你一定会去文达温的，但是你在那拉地普还有一些未了的事情，这些事情你要怎么办呢？
So now he applies for a transfer to Krishnanagar, which is near Navadvip.
于是他就又搬到了 Krishnanagar, 也是在 Navadvip 附近。
So he arranges to stay at Krishnanagar, and he uses this opportunity to go to Navadvip and search for the birthplace of Lord Chaitanya.
他就做出了安排，停留在就住在 Krishnanagar， 在此期间，他也抓住机会去 Navadvip 探寻Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的出生地。
So one night he was sitting on the roof of the Rani Dharmshala in Navadvip, and he was chanting on his beads. Rani Dharmshala, Dharmshala, a place. Dharmshala is a place where people stay, right?
他有一天晚上就
like a kind of a guest house.
他有一天晚上就在 Rani Dharmshala 就是客房就是客人们住的那栋楼的楼顶在念诵。
And he's very intensely chanting on his beads, and then he spots a tall tree next to a building that gave off this extraordinary effulgence.
他在念诵的过程当中，他很深入的，在念诵。在念诵的过程当中，他突然看到一棵很高的树，树梢，那边散发出很强的光灿。
Then he went to the Krishnanagar library and began to study old manuscripts of the Chaitanya Bhagavat and Navadvip Dham Parikrama.And he finds some old maps of Nadia.
于是他就去到了 Krishnanagar 的图书馆，去研究比如说 Chaitanya Bhagavat 的文稿，还有Nadia 的旧老地图，等等。
He then speaks with some of the elders in that area, and he starts uncovering facts that actually this place that he's seen from the Dharmshala was in fact the birthplace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
他也询问了当地的一些老人，然后收集了一些信息，实际的信息，后来得出的结论就是，他在 Dharmshala 对面看到的那个发出光灿的地方，正是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的出生地。
He takes Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj there, and he had to be carried in the basket. By that time, he was very, very old. And when Bhaktivinoda Thakur gets to that place where he had seen the vision.From across the river, he asked Jagannath Babaji Maharaj, "Is this it? Is this the place?"
当时 Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj 年纪已经很大了，而 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 就让人用筐子背着他去到了他所看到的那个景象，他认为是马哈帕布的出生地的那个地方，河对岸的那个地方。到了那个地方之后，巴克姆塔克就问说：“这是不是查金尼马哈巴布的出生地
？”And at the time, Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, he was the head of the Gaudiya Vaishnava community in Nadia.
当时，Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj 是是 Nadia Vaishnava 社团的领导人物。
So when he was asked if this is the place, he jumped out of the basket, many feet into the air, as we were told, and he dances in ecstasy in chanting the names of Mahaprabhu.
据说 当被问到说这是不是马哈巴布的出生地的时候，Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj 很快就从框子里面跳出来，就跳起舞来，唱起主马哈巴布的圣名。
He tries to resign from government service. They don't grant him leave, but he takes a leave at least. They don't let him retire. And then he acquires some land at Godruma Dweep, and this is where he builds a retirement house for his bhajan, which he calls Sarabi Kunj.
当时巴克吉文诺塔库尔想退休了，但是政府不准，他就只能请假，他请假，然后借此机会，他去到了狗出门对买了一片地，建了一个他的 bargain， 那叫做 Surabhi Kunj。
So he establishes Namhata there.
他在那里也建了 Namhata.
And then.Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj would visit and they'd have a kirtan together.
Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj 也常会去那里拜访他，一起和他 kirtan.
So he would spend a lot of time in Mayapur as far as possible.
他会尽可能的多花时间停留在 Mayapur.
Let me see what else we got here. He used his base, and from there he would visit Akshar anywhere he could.
他把狗珠嘛对不当做他的根据地，那是他的根据地，由此他也会去到很多其他地方。
As we know that he did himself personally go and collect Lakshmi to build the temple at the Yogapit.
我们也知道他亲自去筹款，在筹款建庙，尤其是在 Yogapit。
He would go door to door, personally collecting the funds.
他甚至挨家挨户去。筹集布施。
Yes. He established Namahata, which eventually it grew into many, many branches.
他开创了 Namahata 的体系，后来这个体系又不断的有了很多分支。
And he inspires his son, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, with the same mood of preaching.
他也把同样的传教精神注入了他的儿子 Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur.
And of course we know that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, in the mood of his father, establishes some 64 Gaudiya Maths.
Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur 秉承了他父亲的传教的心态，他成立了64所 Gaudiya Math.
So now the in 1908 he takes the dress of a Babaji. And he is intensifying his chanting.
他的念诵也更加的深入，更加的强烈了。
In 1910, he shuts himself away from the world and he entered samadhi.
1910年的时候，他就完全隔断了与外界的联系，进入了萨玛迪。
He claimed, biographies claim, he claims that, or he claimed to others that he had been paralyzed.
他的传记当中有说到说，他当时就对外宣布说他已经瘫痪了。
So he devoted the remainder of his years then to solitary bhajan and chanting and so on and so forth.
他的剩余的日子他就完全的专注在个人的 bhajan 念诵唱诵当中了。
Of course, in 1914, in June 23rd, in Puri, he leaves his body.
1914年6月23号 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 与 Puri 隐居。
And his body is, his remains were taken back to Orissa.From Orissa to Godruma, and that's where he is entombed.
身体就被带到 Orissa, 又从 Orissa 带到了 Godruma.
So, after his demise, A high court judge wrote of him.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur 离世之后，一位高级法庭的法官写了关于他的一段话。
He said, I knew Thakur Bhaktivinoda intimately as a friend and a relation.
他写到说 ，Thakur Bhaktivinoda 是我的私人朋友，我非常的熟悉他。
Under the pressure of office work.Of a magistrate in charge of a heavy subdivision, he could always find time for devotional contemplation and work.
他在承担着地方法官的重要职责，但是他总是能够抽出时间，去从事奉爱服务，跟奉爱有关的活动。
Whenever I met him, our talk would turn in a few moments to the subject of bhakti.
每当见到他，很快，见到他和他交谈，很快我们的话题就会转移到跟 bhakti 有关的话题。
And for the work that.Lay before him in spreading his movement.
他留下了大量的著作来推动这个运动。
So, of course, we know that Bhaktivinoda Thakur's entire schedule was devoted to the service of Krishna.
我们知道 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 的整个每天的活动日程表。都是围绕着对 Krishna 的服务展开的。
We know from his schedule that he took rest about 8 p.m. in the evening.
他的每天的日程表大致是这样的，每天晚上八点休息。
At 10 p.m. he would rise.
晚上十点起床。
And he wrote.Until 4 a.m.
十点醒来之后开始写作，一直写到四点。
At 4:30, at 4 he would take a half an hour rest, and then he would rise and chant.
他写作写到清晨四点之后休息一会儿，四点半又会醒来念诵。
At 7, he would write letters to his correspondence.
7点他会回复信件。
7:30, he would read.
7:30读书。
8:30 he would receive guests or continue to read.
8:30要么继续读书要么招待客人。
He took a little bit of rest and after that he took the bath and his breakfast and so on.
休息一会儿之后会沐浴然后荣耀早餐。
9:55 he would go to court.
9:55他会去法庭上班。
He would wear coat and pants to court, but he had very large tulsi neck beads.
他去法庭上班的时候会穿着长裤和外套，但是他同时也会戴着很大的凸细颈珠。
He wore tilak on his forehead.
额头画着tilak。
He was very strong in his decisions.
他在法庭判决的时候非常坚决坚定。
He would decide immediately.
很快就会做出判决。
And so he had his court at 10 and to 1 and then again the second session from 2 to 5.
他在法庭工作的时间是上午10点到下午1点, 然后第二轮是2点到4点。
And so then he always kept his a pocket watch, a watch, and he was always very punctual.
他总是戴着表，总是会确保他是准时的。
So in this way, you know, he returned and he aged and he kept a schedule and he kept to that. He had a written schedule. He kept to it, which is very important.
他会把他每天的日程表写下来, 并且坚持按照日程表来做。
So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur's life was devoted to the service of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Sri Krishna.
是的,Bhaktivinoda Thakur的一生都献给了对Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 以及Sri Krishna的服务中。
And Prabhupada quotes him regularly in his writings, in his lectures, in his conversations. And so there's no doubt that Prabhupada has a very, very close connection with Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
是的, Prabhupada 多次在他的写作中,在他的讲课中, 在他与人谈话当中, 会引用Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur的话, 可见, 毫无疑问, Srila Prabhupada 和 Bhaktivinoda Thakur之间 有着很亲密的连接。
So on this day of his appearance, we pray to him to, you know, bestow upon us just a drop of his mercy.
所以在今天这个吉祥的日子, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur的显现日, 我们也祈祷 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 能够仁慈地给予我们他的一滴仁慈。
That we may be infused with devotion, love and devotion for our spiritual masters and for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates, and we may spread their glories far and wide.
是的,他给Bhaktivinoda Thakur给我们一滴仁慈,让我们的内心也注入对我们的灵性导师和Krishna的奉爱,让我们全力以赴地协助Chaitanya Mahaprabhu和他的同游推动他们的使命。Thank
you so much for listening.
感谢大家的聆听。It
is quite late and we will stop here.
时间不早了,今天我们就到这里结束了。Srila
Bhaktivinoda Thakur ki jai.
Jai.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Jai.
Samvita Bhaktivinoda ki jai. 在 Go Prema Nandi Hari Hari Bo。
Hari Hari Bo。今天还有两个问题。还有两个问题，我们会和前两周的问题放在一起，请 Guru 抽个时间来回答。Hare Krishna。